It's a dusty hole-in-the-wall bookshop, run by an even dustier little man named Earl, who whittles behind the counter.
We don't have ladies' periodicals,
Earl informs me without looking at me. He has droopy, dentally challenged facial features.
Try the supermarket.
I pull my list from my pocketbook and silently offer it to him. He lets out a long whistle while reading it before giving me an equally long stare over the top of his crooked glasses. I stare back while tapping my foot. The library didn't have them.
Well, that's because they're pornographic. And the one about voodoo is too satan-y.
More staring. It's off-putting. Someone should tell him that.
Where'd you get these from?
I don't care for his questioning tone. I'm broadening my horizons, I say.
Gonna have to order them in. From Canada.
Yes, well, do that, please.
Gonna take 4 weeks.
I could drive to Canada, find a bookstore, purchase them, and return home in less time, I inform him. He nods toward the door while resuming his whittling. I admire his quiet firmness, although I also sort of hate him for it.